mountains of Mecca, what can you say of the day that Abraham passed away? And he was instructed by God to build a house of peace where people will pray, and they will come on every lean camel and out of every ravine for the purpose of praising Allah, to glorify Allah.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على نبيه ومصطفاه. وبعد, my dear viewers, welcome to another episode in the series of History of Hajj. In today's episode, inshallah, we'll shed some light on the farewell Hajj. It is known as Hajjatul Wada' because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away soon after that. And as a matter of fact, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't perform any Hajj before that, so it was the very first and the last Hajj. And it is also called the farewell Hajj because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam delivered a khutbah on Arafat and also on the following day, the day of Eid, which sounded as a person who's given a farewell. That's why the speech is known as khutbatul wada' or the farewell speech. On the ninth year after the migration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent the Hajj caravan led by Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, and he did not join the caravan on that year. And he sent Ali ibn Abi Talib afterward to join the Hajj caravan in order to announce in Mecca that this is the last time that any mushrik, any non-Muslim will get to perform Hajj or Tawaf around the Kaaba. And also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during the farewell Hajj announced that لَقَدْ اِسْتَدَارَ الزَّمَانُ عَلَى هَيْئَتِهِ, that the time has turned around and it has come back to its origin since Allah created the heavens and the earth. Because it is known that the Arab and the Meccan pagans used to shovel the months in order to avoid fighting in the sacred months, so they would give it a different name. Allah the Almighty referred to that in the Quran as saying, إِنَّمَا النَّسِيءُ زِيَادَةٌ فِي الْكُفْرِ. So on the day of Arafah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, today is actually the ninth day of the month of Dhul Hijjah, which used not to be the case before that. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared that he is performing Hajj, people came from all over to join the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, in his first Hajj. So Jabir ibn Abdullah narrated a long hadith in this regard. It's a sound hadith collected by Imam Muslim. It describes exactly and in very details how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed Hajjatul Wada' from beginning to end, from the scratch, from the moment that he set out from Medina and people joined him. So for instance, we have learned that over 100,000 companions have joined the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this Hajj, in Hajjatul Wada'. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped at Dhul Hulayfa in order to assume the intention of Ihram, a few things happened. Number one, Asma bint Umays, Abu Bakr's wife, have delivered her baby Muhammad, the son of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, and she asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what am I supposed to do? How shall I do Ihram? Because she was in the period of the menses after the delivery, the post-delivery bleeding. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered her to perform ghusl and to dress up in the clean clothes and still assume the intention of Ihram and say labbaika umratan wa hajjan, even though she was still in her menses. So we learn that if any woman is having her menses and she is going to perform Umrah at the Miqat, you should still assume the intention for either Umrah or Hajj, and you should not wait until the period is over. Number two, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had brought with him some of Al-Hajj, and the rest he sent Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu. he was expecting him to come from Yemen with the rest of the Hadi. Al-Hadi means the animals which are to be slaughtered upon the completion of Hajj. It is called the sacrifice, Al-Hajj. Allah Almighty said in the Quran, وَلَا تَحْلِقُوا رُؤُوسَكُمْ حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ الْهَدْيُ مَحِلَّ. You should not shave your heads until the Hadi is offered, the sacrifice. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced the intention of performing Hajj as follows. He says, لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ عُمْرَةً وَحَجَّ. And all the companions, men and women, have joined him doing the same. But not everyone had brought their Hadi along with them from Medina. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Mecca and throughout the way he was making talbiyah, once he entered Mecca, he performed the tawaf. He first received al-Hajar al-Aswad and he performed tawaf 7 rounds around the Kaaba, and then he offered the 2 rak'ahs, the sunnah of sunnah to tawaf, and he recited after al-Fatiha in the first rak'ah, قُلُوا يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, and in the second rak'ah after reciting surah al-Fatiha, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَد. He offered these 2 rak'ahs right behind Maqam Ibrahim, the station of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Then he returned back to touch the black stone. Then he head to As-Safa and he climbed it. Then he faced the Kaaba, and on the way he was reciting Inna As-Safa wal Marwata min Sha'airillah, the ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah. And when he climbed As-Safa, he faced the Kaaba. Then he started making this dua, La ilaha illallah وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير لا إله إلا الله وحده أنجز وعده ونصر عبده وهزم الأحزاب وحده. He recited this supplication 3 times, and in between each 2 times he used to pause and make other supplications or dua. Then he descended from As-Safa and he made his way to Al-Marwa, and he recited this dua again 3 times, and he did likewise on top of Al-Marwa, going back and forth until he finished the 7th trip at Al-Marwa. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam announced to his companions, he who did not bring the Hadi with him, let him do tahallul. So initially they intended to do Hajj al-Qiran, to join both the Umrah and the Hajj together in the same intention, which means that they would not do any tahallul after performing Umrah. Rather, they would remain in the state of Ihram until they complete all the rituals of Hajj. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لو استقبلت من أمري ما استدبرت, have I had a chance, or if I were to go back to do the Ihram from the beginning, I would have made my intention Hajj التمتع. So he chose for his companions to do Hajj al-Tamattu. He said, ما سقت الهج, I wouldn't have brought the Hajj with me. At this time, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained in his Ihram because he had brought the Hajj with him, and he ordered his companions who did not bring the Hajj, the sacrifice with them from Medina, to convert their intention into Tamattu, which means now they were recommended to trim their hair, to shave their hair, and trimming is better so that in a few days you will do the shaving after returning from Arafah, and on the Eid day after throwing Jamratul Aqabat al-Kubra, or the major Jamra. Ali ibn Abi Talib had come from Yemen with the rest of the Hadi. He found his wife Fatima radiallahu anha, she had been in a state of tahallul, wearing the kuhl and wearing her regular clothes. So he said, how come you're not in Ihram? She said, my father ordered us to convert the intention into tamattu and do tahallul. He went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he verified the news from him, and he told him, what about you? What intention did you do, O Ali? He said, I said, O Allah, I'm doing my Ihram the same way that your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have done it. So he said, you remain in the condition of Ihram since you also brought the Hajj. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the 8th day went to Mina in the morning. And he stayed for the entire day in Mina. Mina is still a part of the Haram, and it is a part of Mecca. But in Mina, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed Dhuhr and Asr, two rak'ahs each prayer on its fixed time. Then he prayed Maghrib on its time and Isha on its time, two rak'ahs only, he shortened the prayer. All the companions who have done the intention, now they converted it into tamattu. Now on the eighth day they assumed the new intention of Ihram, saying Labbaik Allahumma Hajj in order to perform Hajj. Then he spent the night in Mina. He did not pray Nawafil before or after the prayers. And on the ninth day, on the morning of the ninth day, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam head to Arafat. The Meccans were anticipating the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to stay in Muzdalifah at the sacred monument of Al-Mash'ar al-Haram and not to go to Arafah. But he did otherwise, because the Meccans used not to go outside the Haram. Other than Meccans, people who are coming from outside, they would go to Arafah, but the Meccans would always stay within the Haram. So they would only stay in Muzdalifah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rather went to Arafah, and he ordered his tent to be set in the place of Masjid Namira. Then whenever it was the noon time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed Dhuhr and Asr together. He ordered the Adhan to be called, then the Iqama, without praying any Sunan or Nawafil before. And he ordered the Iqama, where he led the pilgrims in the prayer. He prayed Dhuhr and Asr together, combined at the time of the Dhuhr prayer, two rak'ahs each. Then he delivered the speech, which is known as Khutbah to Arafah, which is also known as the farewell speech. And the speech is marvelous that we have to address it in an independent episode. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam remained in Arafat until sunset, and he didn't pray Maghrib there. Rather, he made Ifada and he went with the companions to the next station, which is Muzdalifah. When they reached Muzdalifah, he led them in Maghrib and Isha prayer. And Isha was shortened to two rak'ahs. So Maghrib and Isha were offered at the time of the later prayer, which is Isha. One Adhan and two Iqamas. And he did not pray any Sunan in between. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lied down until Fajr. Then at Fajr, he prayed Fajr. He ordered also some stones to be collected for him to throw Jamratul Aqabat al-Kubra on that morning. Seven pebbles were collected from Muzdalifah, the size of the chickpeas. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam awfully ordered the companions to do the following, especially while he was throwing Jamratul Aqaba. He kept saying, لِتَأْخُذُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ. You guys should take your Hajj rituals and learn them from me. And he also added, فَلَعَلِّي لَا أَرَاكُمْ بَعْدَ عَامِي هَذَا. It may happen that I will not get to see you afterward. It could be my last chance with you and your last chance to see me doing Hajj. So imitate me, copy me in the Hajj rituals. Then he threw the stones on the tenth day, which is the Eid day. And after throwing the stones in Mina, he went ahead and he started offering the sacrifice. He slaughtered by his own hand 63 camels. Then he handed over to Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu to slaughter the rest. The total number of the Hajj, what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought with him from Medina and what Ali ibn Abi Talib brought from Yemen, was 100 camels. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did slaughter by himself 63. Then he ordered that a piece of each should be brought so that they can all taste from all the Hajj. That is the Sunnah. People started coming to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that I shaved before I offered my sacrifice, or I did this before that, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept answering them, if'al wala haraj, do and there is no blame upon you. As if the order is recommended, but it is not mandatory. The order of what to do first on the 10th day. the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did tahallul and he shaved his head. And he prayed for those who shave 3 times versus for those who trim only once. Rahimallahu al-muhalliqeen, 3 times. And every time he was asked, what about those who would only trim? So finally, on the 4th time, he said, Rahimallahu al-muqassirin. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed the tawaf and the sa'i. Then he returned back to Mina to stay for the following 3 days, or what is known as Ayyam al-Tashriq. In the following episode, inshallah, we'll get to learn about what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did during this time, and we'll get to be educated about the farewell speech or khutbatul wada' of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until then, brothers and sisters, I leave you all in the care of Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
O mountains of Mecca, what can you say of the day that Abraham passed your way, and he was instructed by God to build a house of peace where people will pray, and they will come on every lean camel and out of every ravine for the purpose of praising Allah, to glorify Allah.